And continuing with our coverage of local elections, John Malik joins me in the studio right now. He is running for Bonneville County Prosecuting Attorney. John, it's good to have you here.
Great to be here, Jolynn. Thank you.
So give us just a little intro on your background and why you decided to jump into this race.
Sure. Well, I'm an Idaho native, moved back here to Idaho after my active duty military career because I love Idaho. I'm happy to be back. I grew up in northern Idaho, but grew up skiing and fishing down here in eastern Idaho and Wyoming. And when I was approached and told there was a problem here at the prosecutor's office, that cases weren't getting chased effectively, that prosecutions weren't being done effectively, I had a hard time saying no. Public service runs in my blood. I spent almost 14 years on active duty in the Air Force, not all of it as a lawyer. I was a military officer first, and then a nuclear weapons operator. I was selected to teach at a leadership school for the Air Force, and then became a JAG and prosecuted largely sex offenses. It became a big deal in the military while I was in, working sex crimes prosecutions. But I oversaw a couple of legal offices and their prosecution efforts, and ended up at 8th Air Force at the end of my active duty career, where I was the Chief of Justice and the acting Deputy Staff Judge Advocate, which basically just means number two attorney in the office, overseeing five different bases, running all the bomber operations for the Air Force. But mostly my military legal career boiled down to two things, which was prosecuting and then military operations and special forces operations. I'm still in. I'm in the Guard. I'm the defense counsel for the state of Oregon right now, and likely to go back to one of the wings to be a staff judge advocate here in a bit. But again, happy to be here back in Idaho, back home.
Well, you know, John, it doesn't exactly happen like it does on TV, right? A lot of times people get invested in these, you know, court dramas or law enforcement dramas, and they sometimes have this idea of how it happens. What stereotype could you shatter for people about the process of seeking justice?
Sure. Oftentimes, things get reduced to narratives in the news, right? Whether it's rising crime or certain types of offenses being prosecuted. And the bread and butter of prosecution is taking each case on its merits, looking at the criminal history of the offender, the fact pattern for the offense, and doing rapid analysis on what that case needs, what attention it needs, what type of punishment might be appropriate, what value for law enforcement, for the community, for the offender themselves, right? I mean, we don't just throw people away and you know, drop the key down a well or something like that. That's not how most crimes, it's not appropriate, right? People need rehabilitated, and they need someone to look at the case, evaluate what it's worth, and act accordingly. And that's something I think that the current office is having trouble doing effectively. I've heard from the defense bar that communication isn't happening. Being part of the defense bar right now myself, I can attest that it is difficult to communicate with the prosecutor's office. You don't know what's going to happen with your case until you walk into the courtroom. And that's just not business as usual. Business as usual would be communicating ahead of time. If you are able to save time and effort by getting things settled ahead of time, you do that, because there are cases that settle easily and quickly. But even those cases right now, I think they're dragging up valuable or taking up valuable court time because they're not getting settled until you're on the record with the judge. So, you know, that said, I guess back to your question, the fact that every case does need individualized attention and does have an individualized analysis that goes along with it, I think would be something that would surprise most people. Most people probably think that there's, you know, a going rate for most offenses, and you don't really care about individual cases, but that's false.
Right. It's the not every case fits in the same box. John, what would be your first priority in office?
Well, I think the number one thing, obviously there are big picture issues like the fact that prosecutions are down, but crime is up, especially violent crime is up. I think 10% was what I heard from the Idaho Falls police chief. A lot of those issues, I think, are symptoms of the fact that the current office is just in disarray and does not have enough hands for the work that is before them. And I don't necessarily fault the people in the office, but job number one, I think, is recruiting additional attorneys. And I do have attorneys who have made commitments to join me when I win this election. And so that's something that I could address right away by bringing on additional hands, experienced hands, to clear any backlog and start working more closely with law enforcement and defense to get these cases worked.
About how many more attorneys do you believe need to be in the office?
Well, there are spots for 10 attorneys on the criminal side, I believe, and there are 3 attorneys working most of those bread and butter felony and misdemeanor cases right now. I would bring that up to 5, and then my goal would be to have at least 7 within a year or two.
So you can see if there's only 3, that is a lot of work for 3 people, particularly as crime is increasing.
It is. And, there's a lot to read. There's a lot to look at. There's a lot of people to talk to. There's witnesses and other things. There's no way to work a case without actually getting into the case, talking to people, talking to the cops, reading through the reports. We've been prosecuting crimes for many years, right? This is not a new game. It's not something we just invented. We've had prosecutors here in Idaho for as long as there's been a state of Idaho. And so we're not reinventing the wheel. There are ways to work cases. And if you don't have enough hands to do that work, then it just doesn't get done.
What message would you send out to voters, and how can they learn more about you?
So I've got a Facebook page, John Malik for Bonneville County Prosecutor. I've got a website, electmalik.com. You're more than welcome to check that out. There's a donation page on electmalik.com if you're interested in contributing and helping me get my message out there. And then through my Facebook page, you can also feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy to engage, happy to chat with people if they've got questions about me, my background, what I plan on doing. I love talking to people. I love serving this community. This is home for me and my family. I've got 6 kids and a wife, and we've set down roots here and plan on staying. And so, I welcome all comers.
And that primary election is coming up quickly, May 21st. So get out there and vote. John Malik, candidate for prosecuting attorney here in Bonneville County. Thanks for coming by the KID News Radio studio.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.